Hey everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm Joe Melillo, and this week we have a special episode. I was asked to be on the Lickin' on Lending podcast, which is a podcast focused on the mortgage industry, hosted by David Lickin'. And so this week, I just took the recording from my appearance on that episode and put it here for you to listen. Hope you enjoy it. And as always, you can text KLAUNCH to 55433 to ask me any question. Always. So I look forward to hearing those and enjoy the episode.
All right, folks, welcome to the Hot Topic segment of the Lickin' on Lending podcast. Again, we are excited to have you with us as we are each and every week. This is the Hot Topic, and our special guest today joining us is none other than a Grammy-nominated former TV show host, Joe Salallo. Am I saying that right? I'm slaughtering. I know your dad so well. All of a sudden, I'm getting that tongue caught in my teeth.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so listen, David, it's hard to say my last name. If you get it right, I'd be surprised. But yeah, it's Joe Melillo. And I wish I could win a Grammy or even be nominated for a Grammy, but my voice isn't that good. Emmy nominated.
There we go. Got that right. You're the Senior Client Success Manager at KLAUNCH. We're really excited to have you coming on, and you're going to be talking about text messaging, and they called experiential messaging, which I like that term better. It involves text messaging, and let's get into it. So, but first of all, for those of us, we got a little bit into your background, who you are a little bit. So how did you move from being a broadcaster into mortgage and technology?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks a lot. And first off, thanks for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate all the market information and everything that you guys do. Way to go. So before we get started, this is the best part about being live. If you would like, text KLAUNCH, KLAUNCH, to the number 55433 and ask me a question. If I'm hitting on a topic that you want to learn more about, text KLAUNCH to 55433 and you'll get a quick response from my team. And then you can, in that response, send me a question directly and I'll get it live as we're sitting here. I have my email open, ready to check it out. But to move on to your question, David, got a chance to meet our CEO and owner, Josh Ross, was in the UCaaS space for many years. KLAUNCH and our texting platform was around for about 3 years. But more importantly, we figured out the secret sauce. We knew how to do text messaging in an experiential, engaging, memorable way that's changing the way people are communicating with brands. Like I said before, it's a powerful tool that if you use it correctly, can actually drive, fix challenges, drive results in any industry. But specifically the mortgage industry, it's a huge, huge opportunity for us at KLAUNCH because not only my dad's experience, Dominic Melillo, building National MI, working at National MI, and me being surrounded by that my whole life, but me just having an opportunity to learn as a first-time home buyer and a second-time refinancer what the mortgage industry needs from a consumer standpoint to be able to communicate, and a millennial standpoint, because I am a millennial, and what the needs are. So the mortgage industry just seems like a perfect fit for text messaging all around. And I got a couple of questions that I'm sure you're going to ask me here about how to use it specifically for the mortgage industry, but that's kind of a quick answer to your questions there.
So the actual question that we wanted to find out from you first was, how is text being used across all industries today? And then, of course, bridging more specifically into mortgage. And that's such an important topic right now because we're trying to, as you heard earlier, determine how to sync better and maintain that consistent relationship with our borrowers.
Yeah, consistent relationship via text message is the preferred method. 78% of people would welcome a text message from a brand that they work with. And I mean, to your point, Al, like seriously, how many people are falling off after the fact of a lender asking them, hey, would you do business with us again? And 80% of people would say yes. But then 4 years from now, when it's time to refinance or it's time to get a new house, are they using the same borrower? And like only 18% of people will go back to that lender. So the borrowers are not following through with what they said. So what we do and what we can do and why texting is such a great medium to hit on is not only the age perspective, right? About 98% of people under the age of 49 are using text messaging, and the numbers slightly decrease as the age goes up. But in general, millennials are such a huge target for the mortgage industry. Being able to hit them in the place that they live is key, and being able to communicate with them at the speed of light in an automated sense. We talked about bot technology earlier on in the show, using that to the advantage of, hey, why not stay in touch with them with the things that they need to know about in the moments that they need to know about them as quickly as people, we all know, the younger generation wants it.
I think it's safe to say, right? I mean, because I've done some text message stuff in the past, I can't say I'm a pro at it, but it's low tech, right? There's not a lot of technology you need in order to do that.
There's a frictionless communication in the sense where, hey, some ideas that we've come up with, Alan and David, is a few quick ones, would be mid-engagement surveying. Imagine if you could get to a borrower during the engagement process to say to them, hey, is the loan officer doing what you guys want them to do? Or would you like to be communicated with more? How can we help you? And be able to survey them midstream as these things are happening. Or post-closing surveys. You know, recently I did refinance my loan through a friend of mine because, hey, that's how business is done, right? Is that personal relationship. And if you do it via text message in a personal way, and it doesn't feel like an automated bot, all of a sudden you're going to increase the total number of loans you're pulling off from a loan officer's perspective because it's engaging, it's automated. But post-closing surveys are huge, right? All of a sudden now you want to tell us, okay, Mr. Borrower, did we do a good job? And here's a link to Google to review us in order to grow organic searching on Google and allowing you to maybe set up a referral program. Hey, Mr. Borrower, go tell your friends and family about us. Just text us in and I'll get you in the system. Another one would be borrower retention, being able to keep those people involved years from now and being able to talk to them and stay in front of them. That is a huge task for a loan officer to just be able to do that on a regular basis. That's really, really difficult. None of us have time for that. So why not inject technology in order to do that? And then, of course, servicing retention. That's another huge one. Hey, interest rates have dropped. Why don't we tell people about it at the right moment, at the right time? And then client engagement is a huge one. And then what about all the call centers? Think about all the marketing that goes out there for everybody from a call center perspective or these online-based mortgage companies, right? You text in or call in, and all of a sudden you're connected with a loan officer that's going to help you go through this process really quickly. There's a ton of those calls that are dropped, that are never seen again. So therefore, why not add a text bot on the back end of that to catch those phone calls that are coming in, and you can actually retarget them before you lose them, before they go to your competitor. So those are just some basic ideas that we are implementing in the mortgage industry across the board.
I just want to say one thing. Absolutely love the comment you made about the survey of, you know, how are things going during the process, not waiting until after, or using a drip campaign because they've abandoned. Have you seen what type of results or kind of conversion percentages
does that provide? Because that to me would be huge.
Yeah, that would be huge. So from a perspective of similar organizations or similar plans, being able to survey our opt-out rates from a text messaging perspective, aka people choosing not to communicate with a brand, are beyond low, like in the single digit opt-out rate perspective. From a perspective of mid-surveying, you can do that in any industry, and we are seeing massive numbers of change helping industries all of a sudden make an adjustment, right? If you have better knowledge by asking the person on the other end of the phone, why not implement that into your systems and allow us to kind of create and cultivate that? So with that said, Alan, I do want to make a big difference here because you're asking me about specific numbers, and we've made those changes for many different industries. But I want to be clear on what K-Launch is and why we're successful in the way we do things. Is we are not a software company. We are not a CRM, and we are not just the text messaging software, because in the end, if you have a CRM in your system and your loan officers are using it, yeah, they can use text messaging in that CRM. Do they have time for that? Maybe, if they make it a priority. But truthfully, what we do is integrate our managed service approach and our K3I, which is involving, informing, and incenting. And we have plays in our playbook that we can come on top of it to kind of create these engagements and fix these challenges that y'all are running into. So from the mortgage perspective, if you want to automate that survey process, we can automate it so there's no time burden on your team. So that's kind of like our value proposition is that, yeah, we're good at integrating softwares. We're good at using our software because we do have a texting software, but it's really our managed services approach to fix those challenges that you can't just buy software and have everything work. Wouldn't that be an amazing world we all live in? If we could just like implement a software into our systems and it would just run on itself. But in the end, softwares don't solve problems. People solve problems. So yeah, to answer your question, there are a few. I do have one specific example if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
From our recent partner, the California Mortgage Bankers Association, they utilized our text optimization program for the May 4th and 5th Virtual Mortgage Innovators Conference.
And the results were huge, right? The California Mortgage Bankers Association used our program for the 2021 in-person conference as well. We would like to do that for the secondary conference, but 462 unique numbers contacted, only 9 people opting out, and more than 3,264 people totally texted. And the whole time it was sponsored by loanDepot. So from a Mortgage Bankers Association perspective, from a member-based organization, right, you want to communicate with those people directly. You want to communicate with them at a moment's notice, and you want to incent them for maybe political action or membership dues. Being able to communicate with them at a 98% open rate, because that's what text is, versus a 20% open rate on an email, you're hitting them where they actually see it. Emails don't work anymore. Text messaging is the way to go. And so we use that for the California Mortgage Bankers Association's the Virtual Mortgage Innovators Conference, and that it was a huge success. We're still working on the numbers from a loanDepot perspective, how many people were incented, but essentially 3,000 direct impressions to the California Mortgage Bankers Association's conference participants.
But when you look at how text is being used now versus how people could use it, any business owner stories that you have out there?
Oh, tons, David. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. So from a perspective of text, maybe I'll pose this question to everybody on the podcast. Let's take this. When a brand texted you, what has that been like in the past?
When a brand texts you, just if it's got a cold text, I get annoyed by it. It's just cold and comes in out of there. And I'm looking at some right now that I've just gone like, delete, delete, delete. And it's really cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's unempathetic. It's unoriginal.
It's
there's no communication that asks you a question, right? It's what we call spamming in the industry. So
right.
You got them during the political season. Hey, donate to my political party. Donate to me so that I can run. Everybody knows it. They got your number from another way. So that's the way SMS and MMS text messaging has been thought of in the last, you know, couple of years, right? Is this one-way communication tool. When we know it, and the way we utilize it, is a two-way communication tool. So for example, from a retail perspective, hey, wouldn't you like to win a free prize? Just enter here by entering your phone number or what we call opting in. So there's no more spamming. The person on the other end of the phone is choosing to participate in the text messaging channel in order to create a relationship with the brand.
Great question. That one just popped up on my screen. Yeah, but how do you know? Because there's a lot of phishing schemes out there. Is there a way which you know you're avoiding a phishing scheme? One of the listeners just texted me.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that the best way, just like you would be leery or weary of a text messaging opportunity, you would know that brand. So the way we do business is always we ask the brand to send out, using their existing marketing, opportunities for people to text in. Because once they text in, they are giving you their consent. And let's say you have a sign up, for example, for registrants for the California Mortgage Bankers Association. You're signing up for that Innovators Conference. You want to be informed about that. So
right.
We never overstep the boundaries of spamming versus the way you should be using it now, which is the way we like to propose in a lot of scenarios, which is getting people to opt in, growing your database of understanding, and then being able to communicate with those people who are choosing to communicate with your brand.
Interesting. That is the real power of texting. We're starting to get some insights of what this can do. Where do you see this really going? There certainly is a lot of noise out there, some of which has been just really, quite frankly, annoying noise. But where do you see this going? Then, Alice, I'm going to come over to you and ask a question.
Yeah. So when you ask the real power of text messaging, what I'm getting at here is on the top service, we have communication, better communication from brands to their customers, better communication overall, aka being able to ask a question to a bot and having it respond, or setting it up where an educational channel is a drip campaign comes out because someone wants to learn about it. But what's really great is, yeah, all that is on the top. Pretend like we're looking at a bush, right? And at the top, you have the flowers and the beautiful birds and the bees up top flying around underneath in the underbrush. What you don't see what's going on is data collection. And data collection is going to be the currency of the future. If you don't have your data in line, you're not doing the best thing you can do to incent and involve and inform the customers. It can be used in a number of different ways. So one, your phone number is like your social security number. Most things are connected to your phone number. And if you change your phone number, how difficult is it to get everything back on track that you had signed up for? Right. Our company has the ability, and we suggest this, is that we start learning about your customers by growing that opt-in list and then doing data research behind that to tell you who your customers are. I mean, to a T, 25 different data points of customer information, you're going to have ammo like no other person or other business in your space make the right decisions at the right moment.
Ammo. So when you're talking about ammo, what are you specifically talking about?
I mean better marketing decisions. Imagine if you can basically have every 25 data points of your customers and be able to then say to your marketing team, hey, we need to go after these because these people are clearly involved in our firm or in our business.
Good. Alice, are you there?
This is great information. So why is it important to speak to people specifically at like a certain time via text, right? There's so much going on with consumers and their life. And I love the idea of text because everybody looks at one when their phone blinks, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get their attention and they either go, like Dave said, oh, this is annoying, and they ignore it or they do something with it. So can you help us kind of some of the timing and the things that you do?
Absolutely. And that's where the value of what my company does in general, where if I sold you just software, you'd have to try to figure that out by yourself. And this is such a tool that is so powerful that if you screw it up, to be very frank, you're going to lose your customer forever. You're going to lose that prospect or that person on the other end of the phone because they're annoyed. And as David said so eloquently, I don't care, right? I'm annoyed and I don't really care about what these things are saying. It's not incenting and involving the person on the other end of the phone. So it's very important that we use, and what our business does at KLaunch, we use what's called the science of words. We use data segmentation. And then we also use real world relationship building tactics. You get to know somebody across the table having lunch with them. Why should you treat that person any differently if it's coming across text message? We use our phones to communicate with our family and friends. And so you need to treat it as such. It's a personal device. It is a place where it is sacred to everyone. So why are you going to treat it as a spam, as if it's a billboard? It's not. You need to have a communication. You need to talk to people. And you really need to ask people questions. How do you want to be communicated from your loan officer? How many times during the loan process would you like to be communicated with? Those are the kind of things that we work with our clients on figuring out in general where your business is sitting on that level. And then based on your expertise, because I'm not an expert in every industry, although I like to think I am, the point is we have to take the lead of our clients because they're the ones that are doing the communication. And so when we figure out a cadence, when we figure out what we say from a copy perspective using the science of words, which is empathetic communication, now all of a sudden you can create a relationship. Better data plus real world relationships equals results. That's what I'm going after. That's what text messaging can be. That's the power of communication. And it just needs to be implemented on a mass scale for the mortgage industry. Because if anything, the industry as a whole needs to better communicate, especially with these millennials coming out of the woodwork now to start their journey on home buying and refinancing and mortgages.
It sounds like you're talking about some streamlining opportunities here. Expand on that.
There's so many. You can use text to streamline from internal operations perspective, from a business operations perspective. Imagine being able to send a text message with your documents into your loan officer directly and have it automated. So now your loan officer, all he has to worry about is closings because you have it so automated and segmented that everybody can automate things and streamline operations perspective. You know, like I mentioned before, those call centers, improving success metrics, being able to have a fallen lead. Let's say 25% of your calls aren't being answered. That's a problem. That's money leaving the door after you just spent it. From a customer acquisition perspective or a prospect acquisition perspective, being able to streamline that. Also, low interest rates. All of a sudden, you have a subset of customers that qualify for these new low interest rates. You want them to be informed. And so how do you do that quickly? How do you do that without annoying people and getting it in front of them at a 98% open rate? Text message is the way to do it. Okay. I see the value every day, guys. And I'm very passionate about this because every single client that we've worked with and for, we've given them an ROI. They've made more money than they've spent with us. And that gets me excited because it's such a powerful tool. And I really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, it's really good. No, it's been excellent. Let's run around the room. Alice, any questions as we get ready to wrap up that come to mind as you're listening to this?
Just simply about kind of getting started and ramping up. Do you have any thoughts on there for our listeners?
Well, one, you have to do some research. Figure out if your CRM has text messaging in it. I know there's a few out there that Josh Friend knows exactly. He speaks on the topic. I'm a huge fan of Josh Friend over at Incelerate because of the fact that he talks to the points that my company and K-Launch cares about. And remember, you can text me a question too after this call or after the podcast, K-Launch to 55433 and just say, hey, Joe, I have a question. So one way to get started is do the research, find out what the capabilities of texting is in your company. If not, you know, start doing research on the different platforms out there. And then ultimately, do you have time to be able to send a text messaging campaign? You want to plan everything out. If someone responds to your text message, where does it go from there? Okay, once that response is responded to, where does it go from there? What's the end goal and what are the challenges you're trying to fix with better communication? And if you can figure all that stuff out, you are on the right track. And again, that's what our company does as a whole. K-Launch is experts at creating these text journeys, these experiential mobile messaging campaigns, so that the challenges are fixed and we walk alongside our clients. So we meet with them weekly to not only discuss the outcomes, but also discuss the future. Where do you want to go? How do you see this affecting the mortgage industry? How can we help you? So there's a lot of starting points to answer your question, but I think if it's just a little bit of research, you'll be able to start. It takes a lot of work. You got to put a lot of time and effort into campaigns. So that's kind of my answer to that.
Yeah, one question just came in on that note. Is it mostly done with marketing? We were talking about streamlining. Is it just borrower communication, communication with loans in your pipeline?
Deciding whatever you'd like. From a business operations perspective, streamlining operations can be really, really effective and automated. Yeah, so internal. Yeah. So if you have to go from one office to the other, you're bringing a loan from one office to the other, or even, you know, from an internal standpoint, communicating with your team, all of it can be implemented. It's whatever your heart's desire, right? We're the vision makers. Yep. We can make the vision.
I've got a couple other questions coming in from listeners, but Alan, do you have any questions?
I mean, this is something that I think we could spend 2 hours or more talking about. And I don't want to talk about me, but I want to bring one thing up is I did a full text message lending platform about 2.5 years ago and did it as a pilot in market. And I just want to say for you and for our listeners that may want to work with you, the fact that it's a managed services type of approach, right? A consultative ongoing system or process that you do. I'd love to chat with you separately, but I can't tell you enough how many times I had to refine the message and look at the results and modify how we were communicating with people and what we were saying. Because data also comes back from those text messages. And so it's so important. And I just want to kind of put a shout out to you and what you do. Forget about technology. It's low tech. It's about your experience and what you continue to learn and grow with as you work with people.
You got it. Yeah. And from a perspective, that's the only way we found this works. And like I mentioned before, CRMs are not text messaging campaigns. And there are tons of CRMs that we work with from a managed services perspective. Like, we're not going to charge you to buy our texting platform if you already have one that's working for you and your systems are already connected to it. What we want to do is build out those campaigns for the same reason that you just mentioned. It's really difficult to stay on top of that stuff. You have to have a team. You wouldn't just do an SEO for a multi-billion-dollar company. You'd hire an SEO firm. So we call ourselves a text messaging optimization firm, a TMO, right? A first of its kind, because if you can do it in the right way with our methodology, we will get results. And if we're not getting results, guess what we're doing? We're changing the tactic because it's not working the way we thought it was. And we're starting to get new data and all of that stuff comes about. So it's interesting to hear your perspective, Alan, because of the fact that a CRM or a software, you were on top of that. That a couple of years ago, man, you were definitely on top of the industry. It's just you need a whole team in our perspective at K-Launch that we need to do it for you because we are the experts and we do know. Not to say that none of what you say matters. Of course it does. We want to drive the car. We can drive stick. You tell us the destination, get in the Uber, and we'll get you there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Several of the questions came up centered around this. Are there any new regulations out there related to texting that's going to impede or inhibit the effectiveness of it?
From my perspective, no, not currently new ones. We are on top of any new updates that come out of Washington from a perspective of compliance. Yeah. It's a sticky world to navigate. So that's kind of our job, is to stay on top of those compliance issues from a perspective of, hey, are you doing this right? Are you sending this? Are you overstepping your boundaries? We work with companies in order to fix those problems of what we call implied opt-in or implied compliance, where you might have some information already. Some companies are already set up that are being compliant through an email perspective, and just kind of adjusting language, legal language, in order to get them to text can actually save a lot of time and energy for people as opposed to starting over. So there are regulations. That's a really good question. There are a lot of updates every week, every month.
Yeah, which goes to Alan's point. It's really good that you guys are a managed service, which is trying to stay on top of the regulatory component of this thing would be a nightmare in my mind. We've out of time. This has gone well. We got a few other questions coming in. Several more coming in about how do we get a hold of you? How do we find out? We want to learn more. So give our listeners your contact information, how they can get a hold of you. And you've already given out the text number, but go ahead and do that again, or however you want people to get a hold of you.
Yeah, awesome. You can go to our KLaunch website, klaunch.io, and that's launch like launchpad. So klaunch.io is the website. You can fill out a form, a contact form, and get us there. Obviously, the best way to get a hold of me is just texting klaunch to 55433. You'll actually get a drip campaign with our information in it that includes all the statistics and everything we're about at KLaunch. And then you can also just email me, joseph.melillo@KaranoUC.com, and I'm sure David could put that up.
Yes.
One last thing, David, before we leave. There was a big update from a foreclosure forbearance relief standpoint, and I just want to say, if you're listening out there and you need help letting those people know, and imagine being able to text them and say, hey, did you know that you might be in trouble and in forbearance? We want to help you from a perspective of,
right,
let me give you an educational journey to help you along the way. I didn't hit that point. I wanted to because it came up today during the call, and it's really, really important. KLaunch to 55433, joe.melillo@KaranoUC.com. Thank you so much for the time, guys.
Appreciate it. Joe, great having you here, and your dad will be proud of you. Dominic is a legend in the industry, so he'll be proud of you. So good job. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at KLaunch can do for you, simply text KLaunch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.